One thing I noticed was they had the first video game console.
Welcome to the Hey Good Game podcast, where we chat with the creators of your favorite games that you secretly play in the cracks of your day.
Welcome to the Hey Good Game podcast. I'm Nate Cadillac, and I'm here with my co-host Aaron Cardell. And this week is a little bit special. Aaron and I have come to GDC, which is in San Francisco, California, and this is our first time here. And we're kind of just throwing ourselves in the deep end without really any plan. And so, yeah, we're here recording during the conference. And Aaron, how's the conference going to you?
I feel like for us, from a business perspective, for being the first time here, it's feel like it's been productive, and it's been really good to meet people. People have been very generous with wanting to connect us to others that they think we should be talking to, and so seems like a very supportive community in that way. In prior roles, I've certainly been to conferences in different industries over the years. I think this is, in terms of the number of people at a specific conference, I think this is the largest one that I've been to so far. And so just the magnitude and the volume here, I think, is pretty astounding. I think it's also cool to do have other thoughts. But Nate, what are some of your takeaways?
Well, yeah, I think there's, 30,000 plus people here last year. So I'm curious to know the final count this year, but it definitely feels packed. So Aaron and I, we took the option of skipping on the session passes. So we just have what's considered expo passes, where we can kind of walk around and meet and greet people. So we're not necessarily going to many sessions here, but from what I can tell, it seems packed. And even there was a session on how to take a puzzle game and not feel stuck, how to make it grow as a business. And I had heard that that room was 75% full. So even in what feels kind of like a small niche for us, it feels like there was still kind of a lot of conversations and chatter around casual gaming and puzzles especially.
Yeah, I think in future years, I'll certainly be back with one or both of my kids at some point, just to, so they can kind of see up close some of the gaming companies that they interact with. I think they think that's pretty cool. I took some pictures at the Epic booth, the Discord booth, and I think they'd get a kick out of that. So yeah, there's the magnitude and scale. I think within that, though, kind of the inverse is we are operating in kind of a specific niche, and we're very intentionally focused on what we've coined braining games. But if you want to think of that more broadly as puzzle games or math games or word games, we've really been looking hard, likely 30,000 plus that are here, to find others in our niche. And we've certainly had some good conversations. For example, there was Cool Math Games had a booth on the floor, and they distribute games for a lot of other publishers. They've got a deep entry into just kind of the education vertical. Sounds like a lot of teachers use their sites. So there are certainly people like that here. It has been a little bit surprising to me that we haven't seen a stronger contingent. So just as a, for example, we, you know, there's a little conference app. You can look up past attendees, not past attendees. You can look up current attendees. And we looked for, you know, anybody who's been on our podcast so far, and nobody came up. So it is interesting, just the sheer scale and also the lack of matching on the specific niche that we're in.
Yeah, I have to admit, your abilities to wield Excel or Google Sheets is pretty impressive. And the spreadsheet that you put together calling a lot of the people that we wanted to do outreach to was pretty fascinating to see.
All right, everyone, quick break. Attention game creators, have you ever thought about selling your game? At Hey Good Game, we're looking to acquire and steward some of the most popular and beloved games on the internet. Even if you're just curious, we offer a fast process to getting you an offer. Just provide some basic analytics and revenue details, and we'll quickly get back to you. If you move forward with us, we usually close within 14 days. Visit hey.gg and see how we can take your game to the next level together. And now, back to the show.
There was one guest that we've interviewed that has been here to GDC, which is episode 12, Lil Snack. And Eric and Travis, well, we don't know exactly the results. They were pitching at Demo Day on the first or second day here. And if you go to BuzzFeed.com, they have a banner right now that's linking to their daily game. So definitely go check that out. But I think you're right. There's not a huge contingent of, you know, maybe the indie creators that we've talked to or spoken to that kind of represent themselves here. And I think maybe for a variety of reasons, but not the first is that it's expensive and you have to travel. So there's that. So Aaron, as we were walking around the expo event yesterday, I happened to come across Poki. I think it's Poki.com, if I'm not mistaken. But did you have any thoughts visiting that booth yesterday?
Well, yeah, it was certainly in some of my just research earlier. You know, Poki is one of the most trafficked sites. For those not familiar, that's spelled POKI.com. And it was one of the most trafficked game websites out there. It sounds like they're starting to mix things up a bit. Their model in the past is they've been, I guess, pretty curated in the sense of hosting third-party developer games. Their team would reach out to a developer whose game they wanted to host, and you know, it was kind of more just curated in that fashion in the past. I believe are still in that business, will be doing that, but they've got something now where it was kind of intriguing. You can get your game play tested. And my apologies to anybody on the Poki team as I butcher your pitch here, but the basic idea is, as I understand it, is you can upload your game, you get maybe an initial 10 people that test your game, and it's kind of like, if you've seen these sites, usertesting.com, I think it is, or you know, some of these sites where you get kind of candid end user feedback, like they just go in, they use your game or your app, and they just kind of talk through what they're experiencing live, and you kind of see where people get held up. That's kind of the first round, as I understand it, with this new thing with Poki, and you just sort of get that play test up to 10. And then maybe if you get past that first round, you're getting good engagement, they start to scale it up where they open up an audience of up to 10,000 users that play it. They really track a lot of the metrics at that time, like what's the engagement level, like how long do people stay in the game, what likely amount of ad revenue is this going to generate. And then at the end of that, they come back to you and say, yeah, we think this would be a good fit. Here's a projection of what the revenue is likely to be like, or you need to do some more work. And, you know, I think one of the big things that we just see and hear from game creators everywhere is getting exposure, getting distribution is kind of everything. And, you know, this seems like an intriguing way to potentially test the waters on a new game, especially if you don't have an established audience. So I thought that was kind of cool. Did you have any other takeaways did you have from walking the show floor?
Yeah. So one thing I noticed was probably the three most in terms of people standing around at booths, the Epic booth, I think, which you were just talking about, the Discord and the TikTok booth were pretty packed. Couldn't really kind of navigate around that. That was interesting. They had the first video game console, and I can't remember the name of it, but that was wild to see. It was just, you know, a simple Pong game that you could play. But they had that up along with a number of old consoles that you could, you know, go and play old Nintendo and Atari and some of the Sega consoles. So that was pretty fun to see. Was there anything that stood out to you from the floor?
Well, sorry to any video game historians who think we should obviously know this,
yeah,
but
right.
In looking at my photos from yesterday, it was the Magnavox Odyssey was the first video game from 1972. And it is kind of remarkable. Like it definitely looks like an early console. Yeah, so it was kind of cool to see. They had some retro TVs hooked up there, and that was cool.
I'm seeing the 1972 as the date of that first video game.
Looks like that was an exhibit from, well, I'm reading, I've only got a partial picture here, from the Museum of Art and Digital Entertainment. Maybe the Vibrant Media Lab. I'm sure I'm butchering that. VML. It's VML. Other things, you know, just walking the floor, like it was, some of the key booths were organized by country or by state or province. And so there was like a big Belgium contingent. And in addition to like exhibitors from Belgium being there, there was also maybe some information up about all the tax incentives if you set up shop in Belgium. And New York State had a good booth. That's where we met Cool Math Team and some others there. But yeah, it was just kind of been to a lot of conferences, none kind of laid out exactly this way. So that was cool to see.
Yeah, I think one thing about this conference is that it just seems to be growing every year. And we ran into a couple of people we know who, I think a friend of mine has been there 12 times, ran into another person who's been going since 2008 or even longer than that. And so it's cool to see people just come back every year, and it doesn't really feel like it's slowing down by any means. So Aaron, what do you think? GDC 2025?
Yeah, I think my current disposition is, you know, we had enough good meetings, enough good starter conversations here that I'm definitely inclined to come back next year. I'll probably look at just how excessive some of the booth prices are and that kind of thing. I'm inclined to, I don't think we would exhibit, but we do want to get our name out to other game devs and sort of be on their radar that we're in the space. And especially if you're in our niche, we're interested in buying your game. And so we'll be looking maybe just for other conferences too, I think, like other conferences we could be at. Write in if you've got some suggestions for us. Where are Brainy Game devs meeting up? We'd love to learn more if you've got the inside scoop. But what do you think, Nate? You planning to come back?
What we've accomplished in a few days without a lot of prep, I think it was a lot of fun and it was fairly fruitful for us. So I'm definitely in on coming back next year. I'm still on the fence whether a booth is necessary or not, but you know, maybe we got to get our games to make sure they look good on a HD TV first. But yeah, I think with a little bit more prep, we can have a much better experience next year even. So yeah, I had a really great time this year.
For sure. Maybe I just need to hit up our governor to see if he'll host a state booth. Maybe we can get in a little bit cheaper that way. So we'll lobby for that. All right. Well, I think that's a wrap. Thanks for your thoughts, Nate. And if you were here at GDC and we didn't see you, reach out to us. Let us know.
Yes, absolutely. We'll see you next week.